good music. .org.
Hits on planet Earth are right here. Right here. This is Click Radio.
Hello, nightlife listeners.
Meow.
Are you going to put headphones on and talk?
Do I have to put headphones on?
I suppose not.
Are we live?
Yeah.
All of us?
Yeah. No. Just me and Demi. They can't hear you.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Wait, his isn't on?
No, I was just kidding.
I was like, why are you asking him to...
Yeah.
Oh, there's only two pairs of headphones?
No, there's three. He's just being dumb.
Don't worry about it. I don't know where mine are, so...
Okay.
That's not good. You don't know where the headphones are?
Why do I even have... I can't even hear myself.
Oh, hold on. I'll try to fix
it.
Is that better?
Hello? Nope.
Nope.
There?
Oh. I heard something.
Yeah.
What? Now I hear TJ.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay, I can hear things.
Oh, boy. People always fuck with these, too, and I don't know why.
So, if you're listening, you can request a song of your choice.
Yep, clickradio.org.
Or kill a song. If a majority of the listeners do not like the song, you can go to the website and
I don't
say,
like that.
Do not listen. And you don't have to listen. But they can only do it once every 45 minutes. So.
But how could one person possibly know the opinion of the majority of our listeners? We have people that listen in Germany.
What?
Yeah, I know.
In Germany?
Yeah.
Yeah. It tells us.
Do they
us
know English?
Well, yeah.
Other people in other countries?
America is like the only country that doesn't require people to know two languages.
Basically.
Like, legit.
Except super poor countries.
Yeah.
I don't know. Barbara didn't know English till she moved to England, and she grew up in France.
How old was she when she moved? TJ? How old was she when she moved to England?
Like, 20-something? Yeah.
She was poor.
Who is Barbara? My neighbor.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Oh, well, that was probably, like, years ago, then.
Yeah.
How, is she, like, 80 now?
No.
How old is she?
She's, like, 40?
No. She's, like, 80?
No, I don't know.
I'm best friends with, like, an 80-year-old, Barbara.
Does she have a cool accent?
Yeah. Like, when I first met her, I didn't know she was speaking English. I legitimately thought she was speaking French to me because she has such a heavy accent. And I was just like, no habla français. But, yeah, I understand her now, so I feel like I'm understanding cool French or something.
No habla français.
I don't... What is it in no parlez-vous français?
Yes.
No parlez-vous français? And she would just be like, you're a dumbass.
We talked about having a story ready.
Oh, dude, I was thinking about this. I could tell the one about me going to the bathroom. And the lady...
Oh, yeah, do it. That's the best story
ever. I'll tell you, TJ, because she already heard it earlier.
Okay.
I was in King Soopers, and I'm waiting outside the bathroom. They only have, like, one of those one-stall ones that is door locks or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting outside the bathroom for legitimately probably 15 minutes, and finally this, like, fat person comes out and, like, leaves, and I was like, oh my gosh, thank you. So I run in there, and I shut the door. I'm legitimately in there for probably, like, 15 seconds, enough time to get my pants down around my knees and sit down, and I hear some lady with, like, this heavy Mexican accent go, yeah, I'm going to check if she's okay in there. And she just opens the door like it's nobody's business. And I'm sitting there, like, with my pants down. And I look up. We made, like, the most awkward eye contact I've ever had in my life. And I was just like, well, you caught me with my pants down. And, like, I just made it so much more awkward than it had.
Why did you have to say that? Like, you could have just not said anything.
Just,
or,
like, looked down.
Excuse me, or,
like,
something.
What else do you say?
She needs to say excuse me.
Yeah. She's the one who walks in with my pants down.
Yeah,
like,
or, like,
I'm trying to fulfill
to say,
my duties.
Well, you caught
there.
Me with my pants down. Smile with, like, a thumbs up. You know, I'm just like, take a peek. I don't know, what are you, like, inviting her in or something?
Come on over here.
I
want
have
to sit
something
on Santa's
for
lap?
You. Like, what are you trying to, like?
Yeah, but anyways, it happened.
That's awful.
It was so funny, and she just kind of like looks at me for a few more seconds. Like, doesn't even immediately turn on. Then slowly shuts the door and backs away, and I'm just like, oh my god. That was... And what did I say when I walked out? I forgot.
Privacy or something like that.
It was something like, I don't know.
You've had a weird
privacy
experience.
Privacy in these places.
You had a weird experience when I went to the bathroom at King Soopers.
Had a weird experience when you went to the bathroom?
I went to the bathroom and then that guy was like trying to open the door and you're like, somebody's in there. And he's like, you're just trying to make sure I don't get to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Like, he like went.
You're like, you caught me. My one goal is to restrain you from your bathroom.
Yeah, like she was in the bathroom and he like walks over towards the door and I'm just like, there's somebody in there already. He's just like, I'm trying to go to the bathroom and you're trying to not let me go. And I'm just like, yeah, of course.
And he tried to open the door, and I'm like, somebody's in here. Wait a second.
Okay.
Bye, then. Like, somebody's in here.
Hey, only use that word in a good manner. Tits are not a bad thing.
What's wrong?
My phone died.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
I can't do it over here. Oh, wait, this is the right computer. Yeah. Never mind.
This.
Have you said tits around your dad again?
Yeah.
Did he freak out?
No.
Really?
Does your dad not like it when you say that?
No. And he's like, don't effing say that word around me, goddammit. I'm just like, oh, okay.
Don't effing use the
my
language in this house.
My sister told my mom to suck her cock and fuck off. Like, and my mom was, or no, she goes, what did she say? She was like, you're a cunt muncher, or something like that. And my mom was just like, like, she didn't
your
know what to say.
Your sister seems so innocent, though.
What?
Sadie was maybe innocent until last year.
Maybe I haven't seen her in a while.
You saw her in junior high.
Yeah, okay. I haven't seen her since then. Actually, no, I saw her on Halloween, but I didn't see her for a while.
Halloween?
Halloween night, she was talking about how they were lighting off fireworks in Collins' parking lot.
Oh, I guess I wasn't paying attention then. Yeah,
that's
I saw
so
her.
Dumb.
We ran into them in, I don't even, some rich housing addition that this girl Sydney lives in.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know that.
I know that.
And I was thinking about that the other day. Jenny said that they went to Sydney's house for lunch.
Yeah.
A group of freshmen went to Sydney's house for
lunch.
No,
no, no. Was she with Sadie? Because they went to Sammy's.
No, I don't think she was with Sadie.
No, she was with Sydney.
She was with Sydney.
They
but
used
the
to be friends.
How do they get to Sydney's house? They're both freshmen.
Who used to be friends?
Jenny and Sydney.
They're not friends anymore?
No,
they're
they are.
Friends,
but
they used
not
to
like
be
really.
Best friends.
Well, they're not like
I
super
that.
Best friends, but they used to be pretty good friends.
And yeah, because
I know that Sadie's really, like, Sadie's like best friends with Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And then she knows Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're friends, but not, like,
super
besties.
Best friends. I don't know. Somebody probably drove them.
Who does that?
I don't know.
I was just thinking about that the other day.
Well, just...
I don't know.
Dan
probably
Thomas. Tools.
Dan Thomas.
That kid somebody sticks his head out the window to fix his hair.
Yeah, I
instead
know.
Of, like, flipping it when he's driving, he sticks his head out the window and it blows his hair to the side.
And he walks, like, with his
yeah,
head
out. Yeah, I know.
No, I don't understand. Like, he has, like, a swagger move, so he can't.
Swagger. Got my swag on.
He's gonna be, like, 60 and bald, and he's just gonna be like.
Oh, I know. Just a permanent, like, twitch. I mean, he's pretty cool if you, like, hang out with him one-on-one, but as soon as you get with, like, a group of people, he's like, I'm too cool to hang out with you and ever talk to you ever again.
When I've talked to him, he's been really cool, but it might just be a completely different dynamic because I'm a girl.
Yeah, it completely is.
I think it's funny that he's like, everybody's like, oh, yeah, he acts all cool. He plays the French horn.
No, he also plays guitar and stuff. And
but have you heard his band?
No, it's... Yeah, it's it could be a lot better.
All right, this mic stand's really starting to make me angry.
Why?
It won't stay. And then when I put it like this, it goes even further.
It hits you in the face.
It, like, does not want to stay where it's supposed to stay.
Stretch the string out. Not that string.
What string?
Not the string, the spring, sorry.
Stretch the spring out. Yes, yeah, let me just take the spring.
No, just go like this, like 50 times, and then it'll work.
No.
No.
That's springs a bad don't idea. Work like that.
Yes, they do.
You're being silly. You're
dating look, an idiot. It's staying just fine.
I'm not dating an idiot. She's being silly.
It's staying just fine.
Because I'm holding on to this cord.
Let it go.
Oh, it ain't going anywhere. I don't know.
We are who we are.
All right. So, have you seen that I don't want to say her name. It's a new girl that came, and she walks down the hallways, and she, like, screams the lyrics to music. She'll literally just be, like, walking
down. Is she huge?
No.
Oh. So, not that one?
I don't know.
Are you talking about
Kasager?
No, not her. But yeah, her.
No.
Like S. I don't know her then.
I don't know. I guess it doesn't really matter. She just, like, moved to Arizona. But I don't know. Okay. She was in my acting class. And she's like, she has, like, this, like, Ubonics accent, you know what I mean?
What is Ubonics?
Ubonics is, like, the slang term for black people.
Oh, wait, we talked about this earlier.
And so she's like, yo, mister, you think that maybe we could write our own monologues? And he's like...
Our own monologues.
And he's like, no. She's like, well, why not? He's like, because we perform, like, literature here. Like, I'm teaching you about theater literature while also teaching you how to act.
Yeah.
If I let you write your own monologues and get up there and perform it, that destroys the meaning of half the class. And she's like, well, that's stupid. And we're like,
oh.
You dumb, for real.
Run and tell that, homeboy.
And so then we have to start doing a warm-up, and so we have to, okay. We sit around in a circle, close our eyes, and take one of our shoes off and throw it in the center, and then have to crawl around with our eyes closed and find our shoe.
Wait, and this has to do with acting?
It has to do with, like, working as a group
and being trusting each other. Yeah.
Yeah, like trusting the other actors that you're learning to act with.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a really long process, but it's a really fun class.
Yeah.
And Tyler does a good job with it, but and so we're all, like, crawling around, and then Tyler's like, okay, I'm just gonna say her name. He's like, Shy, why are you just sitting there with your eyes open? Why don't you have your shoe off? And we're just like, we all just, like, stop, and we're like, we can't open our eyes, and she's getting yelled at. We don't know what to do, so we're all just, like, sitting there still with our eyes open, or eyes closed on our hands.
For real.
And she's like, I'm sorry, mister, but I ain't taking off my shoe. That's weird. He's like, go out in the damn hallway. So she goes and sits out the hallway, and he's like, none of you guys better open your eyes, because I'm going to go out in the hallway and talk to this girl. It's strange.
Oh, I would be afraid to take off my shoe, because I know it would smell. And everyone would be like, what? Is that? I would just be like,
But I mean,
I don't know.
Half of our class is like pubescent teenage boys. So it's horrible. Whenever we do that, it's like, ugh. But it's supposed to teach us
to be comfortable.
To be comfortable, yeah, around each other. And, like, we have to stand around the room and close our eyes and make the entire alphabet with our body.
What?
Like, A through Z. And everybody has their eyes closed so that you can't, like, make fun of other people. And then he'll be like, all right, relax and lean, fold in half and lean down. Don't try and touch your toes. Just hang there. And he's like, I don't understand why half of you are messing with your shirt. I don't care if I can see your lower back. I just want to make sure your eyes stay closed. Like, stop moving. Just sit there. And he's like, stop! He like, screams. He's like, stop moving! It's interesting. It's a good class. Yeah, I like it.
It sounds fun.
Maybe we should play some music. What should we play?
We should play that, what were we just singing?
We are who no, we not are!
The homeboy, God.
Oh!
Hide Your Kids.
The song. Intruder. Yeah. Bed Intruder.
Yeah, Bed Intruder.
Do we have that?
I don't know, but it's a YouTube video.
But so, we're not supposed to play YouTube videos on the podcaster, and I'm not gonna mess with that.
Just do it.
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
No, I'm not going to get in trouble the day after I signed a contract that I wouldn't do that.
Well, then just hit stop on the podcaster.
No, I want a constant podcast. I have literally not uploaded a podcast for this show for months.
Okay.
Because every time you come, I'm always doing homework and then we just hang out. We don't even talk.
Okay.
Kay. Wait, what's a podcaster?
Whatever we're done with tonight, I'll press stop and save it, and then you can get on iTunes and look up tonight's show on iTunes under podcast, click radio, and you can put it on your iPod and listen to it.
That's sweet. Yeah, why would you want to turn that off, bro?
It's just for like 10 seconds, yo.
But then it would be two separate podcasts.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the ass. All right. TikTok it is. I just saw okay. That.
Well, can you play that and then listen to the other song?
You can load it on your iPhone, which is sitting right here.
But then we have to listen to it through crap.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city before I leave.
Clickradio.org.
I still hear your voice when I
Clickradio.org.
How can that?
I do it for the ladies. I gotta keep the hood.